I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting I saw him first on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who spent more than you on Halloween decorations. Fifi underscore White Priya said she's going to book this guy Scary O'Leary to spookify her garden and house this weekend. Word on the Douglas Road is that he's the Banksy of Halloween installations. Didn't Cleaner underscore Big Green Egg Barbecue book him there and then and tied him into an exclusive deal with an extra $5,000? Sure, we'd earn that in a day. Her words, not mine now, in case the revenue are snooping in on this. Shona underscore Ona Tesla said, $5,000, five schmand, Cleaner. I've nicked him from under your nose with a month in her Greek villa. No moaning now, it's all fair in love and Halloween installations. Cleaner was straight back with, eat my dirt, biatch, after she sorted out Scary's eldest for a place in Sculvuira. The bit of pull, as she put it. And they all kept bidding until Fifi admitted she couldn't top a lifetime membership of Sunday's Well Tennis Club and an all-expenses paid weekend in Dublin. Dublin is totes robbery. Anyway, Audrey, I can't help thinking I'm failing my two kids if I don't pile in last moment with an indecent proposal for Scary O'Leary. I am looking incredible at the moment after all the CrossFit. What do you reckon? Jenny Douglas Road.
I'd say stole the ball on that one. Using sexual favours to get one over on your neighbours is never a good look. Unless you live in Kinsale.
Well, horse, born over here from Dundalk, aka the town, living amongst yous now in Cork for 6 months. But I'm still coming to terms with the way yous put now, la, at the end of a sentence. Jeez Louise, but yous talk wild funny down here, so yous do. I've started seeing this one from Bandon, so I have. And she finishes all her sentences with, do you know that kind of a way? And if I don't say, yeah, I do, Gwendolyn, as that's her name, she's 100% in a sulk and it's no getting your end away for the Bernard. So, like, is there a case to be made for me saying, here, Gwendolyn, I do indeed know that kind of a way, so there's no need to ask. Bernard, Dundalk, and Dillon's Cross, on the town.
If you miss the town that much, why don't you go back there? There's nothing worse than someone moving somewhere and then banging on about their hometown to anyone who listen. Unless they're a Cork person living in Dublin. Do you know that kind of way?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Ballydesmond. My mother might be 91, but by Jesus, she can still make me as cross as the Scarter Glen man who was informed by local Gardaí that he would be sent to jail if he didn't take a bath. Didn't she call me on the telephone Tuesday night and tell me that herself and her new boyfriend are moving to China, no less, because there is no respect for old people in Ireland anymore? I said, were you and the toy boy, he's 84, necking Merlot all day or what? And she said, no, I'm fierce cross with the government for only giving us a fiver a week after all we've done for this country. I said, what have you ever done for this country except vote 8 times for Jedward in the Eurovision using some dodgy Spanish phone you bought inside in Kentork? Well, didn't she rear up at me and say that I can go whistle if I think I'll get 1 inch of the farm when she goes to her eternal reward? I've been banking on that money for an upgrade to the boobs. Any idea how I can get back into the good books with the old bag? Rosaline Ballydesmond.
Oh, the posh cousin has a podcast on this. It's called Please Don't Ring Your Solicitor. I rang her there and said, what's the best way to stay on side with your parents? She said, call round them on a regular basis. I said, what's the second best way? If I call over, she only asks me to cut the grass. Hashtag lazy.
Hey, it's Ken here from Douglas Road Doctors with American Accents. I'm in a cycling club at the weekend exclusively for doctors with super smooth accents because no one wants to spend their Saturday listening to some bus driver guy talking about his mobile home in Garyville. Technically now anyone can join hashtag equality, hashtag all together. But to get in you have to pronounce Twitter as Twitter, say out of Cork instead of from Cork, and use the word monetize once every 30 seconds. Anywho, not anyhow, anywho, I was dating this hot nurse from Passage West, but that hit the buffers because her mother, the ma'am, kept sending me packets of bourbon creams to fatten me up. So, I'm looking to get back in the game with a lady who doesn't want me to meet her ma'am, won't interfere with my weekend cycling plans, and isn't jealous of the fact that I'm earning well north of 150,000 bucks. Can you find me such a lady? Dr. Kane, Douglas Rowe.
I might have just the woman for you. Me? Let me know exactly how much north of 150 grand you make and I'll fire over a contract.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.